Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. This is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we're learning Sefer Shmuel Bet, Perek Yud Chet, Chapter 18. Pasuk Aleph. Vayivko David es ha'am asher ito vayasim aleihem sarei alafim v'sarei me'os. At this point, David imposes order upon the forces with him. Pasuk Bet. Vayishalach David es ha'am hashlishis biyad Yoav, v'hashlishis biyad Avishai ben Tsruya, achi Yoav, v'hashlishis biyad Itai Hagiti. David divides his forces into thirds, each with a general at its head, one under the leadership of Yoav, the other his brother Avishai ben Tsruya, and the third the loyal Itai Hagiti. Vayomer hamelech el ha'am, yatzo etze gam ani imachem. And David tells the nation that he will go out to battle with them to face the rebelling troops under his son Avshalom. Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer ha'am, lo seitzei. Ki im nos nanus lo yasimu elenu lev, v'im yamusu chetzienu lo yasimu elenu lev. Ki ata chamonu asara lafim, v'ata tov ki tia lanu meir lazo. And the nation, the soldiers under David's rule, protest. That's not a good idea, say they. Because if we will be chased, that is not really what Avshalom is after. He will not care. And if half of us die, he will not care. Because as we all know, he wants David and David alone. Rather, they say to David, you stay in the city, as the Radak points out, to play a very essential role. Ba'atzatcha u'betfilatcha, with your advice, your guidance, and your tefillot, your prayers. And the prayers of David, say they, will be worth 20,000 of our soldiers. Pasuk Dalid, David acquiesces. Vayomar aleihem hamelech, asher yitav be'enechem e'eseh, that which you say I will do. Vayamod hamelech el yad hashar, v'chal ha'am yatzu lemeos v'la'alafim. And he stood at the gate as his forces stepped forward in hundreds and in thousands. Chazal tell us that it is at this point that David composed the Perek Tehillim Perek Chaf, which of course is the chapter of Tehillim that many of us find our own refuge in at times of trouble or times of pain. Before the troops head out, however, David has a very important command to his generals. Pasuk Hey, Vayitzav HaMelech, Es Yoav Ves Avishai Ves Itai Leimor. He commands each of the three generals, Yoav, Avishai, and Itai, Le'at Li Lanar Le'Avshalom. Please, you will find Avshalom, my son. Be compassionate. Be gentle. V'chal Ha'am Sham'u B'Tzavos HaMelech Es Kol Asarim Al'Dvar Avshalom. And this command was public. Everybody heard that David had requested that they be compassionate with his child, with Avshalom. Pasuk Vav. Vayetzei ha'am hasadeh lekras Yisrael, vatiyah milchama biyar Ephraim. The forces of David went out towards the field to face the forces of Yisrael, those of Avshalom, and this battle took place in Yar Ephraim. Vayinagfu sham am Yisrael lefnei avdei David. And the forces of Yisrael, of Avshalom, were stricken by the forces of David. And they were badly hit with losses of 20,000 men. And as the battle spread throughout the land, the casualties of just the ravages of the forest itself, whether it was getting caught in the trees or it was the wild animals who lived there, decimated more men than the sword did in the battle. Pasuk Tet, Vayikare Avshalom lifnei avdei David. Now, Vayikare with a hey would seem to indicate that he happened to be there, as the Mitzudot say, Milashon Mikre. But as the Mishpatzot Zahav points out, this is spelled here not with a hey as in Mikre, coincidence, but Vayikare, he was summoned, he was called. Mishamayim, the time for the rebellion of Avshalom was called to be ended. And at this point, Bashkacha, with divine orchestration, Avshalom was found by the servants of David. Ve'Avshalom rochev al ha'pered. He was riding not just any mule, but the mule, which was designated for the king. Ve'yavo ha'pered tachas sovech ha'ela ha'gdola. And his mule came passed under the branch of a very large tree. Vayechazak rosho va'ela, vayutan ben hashamayim uvein ha'aretz. And as the mule passed beneath the branch of this tree, the hair of Avshalom, the hero that represented that which would become his downfall, his tremendous gava, his ego, got caught and snared in the branches of this tree, and he was left suspended hanging between heavens and earth, ve'apered asher tachtav avar. And the mule moved on, whereby Avshalom was now in the very tenuous position of hanging by his hair from this tree, helpless. Chazal comment in Masechet Sota Daf Yud on Vayutan Ben Shamayim. Avshalom could have taken out his sword, cut off his beautiful hair, and escaped. But as he took out his sword, Ra Gehinom Ptucha Tachtav, he saw the mouth of hell open beneath him. And as the Gadal explains, this means that he understood that would he save himself, he would fall to the depths of hell. He would be punished for the sin of rebelling against his father. He understood that were he to accept upon himself his death at this point, that itself would open the doors to kapara, would open the doors to cleansing him of his chet, and perhaps while his life in this world would end, he would thus ensure for himself a place in the world to come. Pasuk Yud, Vayar ish echad vayaged liyoav vayomer, hine ra'isi ez Avshalom taloi ba'ela. Somebody saw him hanging there in the tree and quickly reported to Yoav that he had seen Avshalom hanging on the tree. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer Yoav la'ish hamagidlo, said Yoav to this one, vihine ra'isa umadoa lo hikiso sham olza. Why did you not attack him and that he would fall to the ground? I would give you a great reward. Pasuk Yud Bet, Vayomer ish el Yoav, says the man to Yoav, ולו אנוכי שוקל על כפי אלף כסף, לא אשלח ידי אל בן המלך. Were you to give me 1,000 coins, I would not lay a hand on the child of the king. כי ואזנינו ציווה המלך אוסך, ואס אבישי ואס איתי למור, שמרו מי בנער באבשלום. All of us heard the king command you and your brother Avishai and Itai, saying, protect the boy Avshalom. Pasuk Gimel. O Asisi binafshi sheker, v'chol davar lo yichached min hamelech, v'ata tisyatsev min neged. Were I to do anything in this matter that would be treacherous or untrue, I'd be sinning against my own soul. And nothing will be hidden from the king. Eventually he would investigate and find out who was responsible, and you would not be able to defend me. Pasuk Yudalid, Vayoma Yoav, Lochen Ochila Lefanecha. In that case, says Yoav, I will not make any further requests from you. I'll go ahead myself. Vayikach Shlosha Shvatim Bichapo. Yoav took 3 rods sharpened to a dangerous point. Vayiskaem Belev Avshalom, Odenu Chai Belev Ha'ela. And he stabbed them into the heart of Avshalom, who was still dangling alive from this tremendous tree. Chazal again in Sota Yud point out that these 3 sharpened spears were mida kineged mida, precisely the punishment of Avshalom, because he stole 3 hearts. The hearts of his father David, the heart of the Beit Din, and the hearts of all of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Tetvav, Vayasobu asara ne'arim nos'ei klei Yoav. And the 10 attendants, those who carried the weapons of Yoav, circled nearby. Vayaku es Avshalom vayemisuhu. And Avshalom, still alive with his wounds, was attacked by these 10, and they killed him. Again, the Mida Kineged Mida, the 10 Ne'arim, who are Kineged, who parallel the 10 Pilagshim, concubines of his father, whom Avshalom defiled in public. Pasuk Tet Zayin, Vayiska Yoav Bashofar, Yoav blew the shofar, Vayashav Ha'al Mirdof Achrei Yisrael. This was the signal whereby the forces of David knew to stop pursuing the soldiers of Avshalom of Israel. Kis Chasach Yoav Es Ha'am. Because in killing Avshalom, Yoav had speared the nation for their bloodshed. The battle was now over. Avshalom was killed. And Yoav prevented any further casualties in what was becoming a civil war. Pasuk Yud Zayin. They took the body of Avshalom and threw it in the forest into a large pit. They placed upon this spot a large pile of stones. And everyone in Klal Yisrael now ran back to his home. The war was over. Pasuk Yud Chet. ואבשלום לקח ויצב לו בחייו את מצבת אשר בעמק המלך. During his lifetime, Avshalom had established a monument in the valley of the king. Ki amar ein li ben, because he had no child who would be worthy of acting as king after him. Ba'avur hazkir shmi, and so to perpetuate or memorialize his name, he erected, instead of a living child, a monument. Va'yikra la matzeves al shmo, and called it in his name. Va'yikra la yad Avshalom ad hayom hazeh. He called it, and it remains called Yad Avshalom until this very day. It said that Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva, during the time of the Holocaust and then after in Eretz Yisrael, used to go and closet himself in solitude in Yad Avshalom every year before Yom HaKippurim to arouse before HaKadosh Baruch Hu the image of David, who begged his people to have mercy on his wayward, very, very sinful son Avshalom, with the statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if David had compassion on this son who went so far off the path, will you please have compassion on your own children? Pasuk Yud Tet, Va'achimaz ben Sadok Amar, Arutzana Va'avasrel es Hamelech, Ki Shvato Hashem Yad Oivav. Achimaz ben Tzadok, the child of the Kohen, who had been sent to be the messenger for his father, who was sent as a spy to the camp of Avshalom, now wishes to run back to David and let him know the wonderful tidings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has saved him from his enemy. We've mentioned before, Avasra, a Bsora, is what is considered good news. Achimaz assumed that David would be happy to hear that the enemy had been defeated. Pasuk Chaf Yoav, ever astute, understood that would not be the case. Vayom lo Yoav, says Yoav, lo ish besora ata. It is not your role, it is not your position. You are a Kohen, you are a good person. It is not your role today to give over this news, hayom hazeh today. Uvisalta biyom acher, save it for another day. Vayom hazeh lo tivasel, ki al ken ben hamelech meis. You are a good person. And the lesson Yoav is teaching here is that a good person does not seek to be the deliverer or the bearer of bad news. Information that's very relevant in our generation of the instant feed and the instant transmission and the let's make a splash, it was not considered fitting that a person of the stature of Achimaz should be the one to bring the grim tidings to David that his son had been killed. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayoma Yoav Lakushi. Yoav turns to another figure there, a Cushi, either who was a Gil, a convert, or perhaps a Jew who was remarkable or different in the way in which he behaved. And one of the views is actually that he was the Jew who refused to kill Avshalom when he had the chance earlier. Lech haged lamelech, asher ha'isa, v'yishtachu Cushi liyoav v'yarotz. Instead of Achimaatz going, Yoav commands this Cushi to go and inform David of what has transpired. Pasuk Chaf Bet, Vayosef od Achimaatz ben Tzadok. But Achimaatz ben Tzadok continues. He feels that he had already started in the mitzvah of delivering David from this rebellion when he had gone and warned him that he had to hide and he would like to finish. Vayomer el Yoav, V'yihi ma, whatever will happen, Arutzana, gam ani, achrei ha'Cushi. Vayoma Yoav, lama ze ata ratz b'ni, ulecha ein besora motzes. And he says, I would still go, even though the Cushi has gone, I would like to go, and I would like to inform David. And Yoav again tries to put him off. It is not your job, my son. You are a good person, you are a Kohen. You do not have to bring this terrible news. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, vihi ma. And again, Achimaz insists, whatever will happen, arutz, I will run. Vayoma lo rutz. And thus Yoav just gives in and says, go run. Vayaratz Achimaatz derech hakikar vayavor es hakushi. He ran a shorter way and thus overtook the Cushi. Pasuk Chaf Dalet. V'David Yoshev ben Shnei Hashe'arim. David is sitting between the gates of the city. Vayelech Hatzofe el gag hasha'ar el hachoma. The scout goes to the roof, where is the wall of the city, and he spots one man running alone. Vayikrat sofe vayaged lamelech vayoma hamelech im levado besora befiv. And he tells the king he sees one man. The king says if there is one man alone, he has news. Vayelech haloch bekarev, and he is coming closer. Pasuk chavav vayarat sofe ish acher ratz. And then he sees another man running. First was אחימאץ, and then was the Cushi. ויקרא הצופה אל השואל ויאמר, הנה איש רץ לבדו, ויאמר המלך גם זה מבשר. And the king understood that this one also was coming with tidings from the battlefield. ויאמר הצופה, says the scout to the king, אני רואה מרוצץ הראשון כמרוצץ אחימאץ בן צדוק. It looks like the first man coming is אחימאץ בן צדוק. ויאמר המלך, says the king, איש טוב זה, this is a good man. ואל בשורה טובה יבוא. Certainly, if a person of such stature is coming, certainly he brings good tidings. פסק חפכת, ויקרא אחימאץ ויאמר אל המלך, שלום. And אחימאץ calls to the king, peace. וישתחו למלך לאפיו ארצה, and he bows to the king. ויאמר, ברוך השם אלוקיך, אשר סיגר עשה אנשים, אשר נשאו עשי אדם באדוני המלך. Blessed is God, who defeated the efforts of those who would seek to do bad to the king. פסק חפטט, ויאמר המלך, שלום לנער לאבשלום. The only information David is interested in at this point is, what is the welfare of Avshalom, of my child? ויאמר אחימאץ, and we see here where he was so eager to tell David that Avshalom had been killed, as the Ralbag explains, he suddenly understands, as Yoav had warned, that this is not news that will be welcome to David. And he quickly edits himself. ראיסי ההמון הגדול לשלוח אס עבד המלך יואב ואס עבדך, ולא ידעתי מה. I saw the great crowd, I saw someone was sent by Yoav, but I don't know exactly what was said. פסוק למד, ויומר המלך, סוב הסייצב כו. Says the king, well then stand here, ויסוב ויעמוד. And he turned and he stood. פסוק למד א', והנה הקושי בא. And now the second messenger who set out first, the Cushi arrives. Vayomer haKushi, Yisbaser Adoni haMelech, ki shvatcha Hashem hayom miad kol hakamim alecha. You should know, my master the king, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has delivered you today from all those who rose against you. Pasuk Lamid Bet, Vayomer haMelech el haKushi, Hashalom lana'ar le'avshalom. And again the Melech, David, asks, that which is closest and most pressing to his heart. What is the welfare of my son Avshalom? Vayomer haKushi, yiyu chana'al oyevei Adoni haMelech, v'chol asher kamu alecha lera'a. May it be the will that all those who rise against you should share the fate of that which befell your son. With these words, David understands that his child Avshalom has been killed. Sefer Shmuel Bet is sponsored by Hilton and Leah Lightman, Lila Yishmot, their parents, Shmuel ben David, Chana bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus ben Chaim, and Saratema bat Menachem Mendel.